The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. This weekend, Joanna Lee was named Richmond's newest poet laureate during the second annual Richmond Poetry Fest. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that the program was originally created in 2020 to help provide the city's residents with emotional and spiritual support during the COVID-19 pandemic. Lee published the poetry collection Dissections in 2017 and heads the River City Poets Group. She will be the poet laureate until April 2026. Douglas Powell, also known as Roscoe Burnhams, was the city's inaugural poet laureate. Powhatan State Park is hosting a free monthly nighttime walk to experience owl calls starting this Thursday, and it runs through October. According to WRIC, park rangers will take guests on a one-mile walk from 8:15 to 10 p.m. to learn about, listen for, and identify three different owl calls. Attendees are asked to bring a flashlight or headlamp with a red light setting so as not to disturb the wildlife. The event is free, but guests will need to pay the standard fee for entering the park. The Environmental Protection Agency issued an air quality permit for the Coastal Virginia Offshore Wind Project this month. It was the final federal permit needed to begin construction on Dominion Energy's 2.6 gigawatt wind farm. The company expects to begin offshore construction on the turbines in May once it acquires an American-made vessel to carry materials to and from shore. The wind farm will be able to power over 500,000 homes at peak output. Legislators return to the Virginia General Assembly today. VPM News' Jad Khalil has more.
Legislative leaders and Governor Glenn Youngkin are hundreds of millions of dollars apart on education, wastewater projects, and transportation, and $1 billion apart on sales taxes. Youngkin told VPM News last week his proposed compromise to not raise taxes in exchange for lower funding levels on Democrats' chosen priorities.
We, in fact, can fund a $64 billion budget without raising taxes. This is a great opportunity for us to come together on common ground.
Speaker of the House Don Scott said the governor's vetoes and amendments aren't moderate.
This is bigger than just talking about taxes or not taxes. He went after the most vulnerable communities again. Those women who get a devastating diagnosis that their child will probably be born dead or have severe fetal abnormalities. The governor put that language back in the budget to say that Medicaid can't pay for that.
Legislators could wrap up business in one day, or it could stretch out. But if they don't agree to a budget, they'll have until June 30th to settle their difference or face a government shutdown. Jad Khalil, VPM News.
Did you have trouble buying a lottery ticket in Virginia on Monday? That wasn't a coincidence. According to Virginia Mercury, close to 500 convenience stores closed their Virginia lottery sales for a day to protest a skill games bill in the legislature. Critics of the bill's latest version say it would effectively ban the machines in much of Virginia. Skill game machines have experienced varying levels of legality for years. The General Assembly reconvenes Wednesday to consider the bill. Virginia Senators Tim Kaine and Mark Warner introduced the Virginia Plan to Reduce Gun Violence Act on Tuesday, the 17th anniversary of a Virginia Tech shooting when 32 people were killed. The legislation would enact gun violence prevention measures nationally that Virginia has had in place since 2020. Their plan would limit handgun purchases to one a month and require gun owners to report lost or stolen firearms within 48 hours. It would also close the boyfriend loophole, which would prevent people convicted of stalking or have a domestic violence-related restraining order from possessing a firearm. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.